AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump tweets that yesterday's attack in the heart of Paris is terrorism and the French people won't take much more of it. Our Lori Hennant is in Paris.
On Paris's iconic Champs-Élysées, an attacker with an automatic weapon opened fire on a police van. He killed one officer and seriously wounded two others before he himself was shot dead. Within hours, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in an unusually quick claim for the group.
Two French officials say the gunman had been detained in February for threatening police, but freed for lack of evidence. The U.S. is warning Syria not to use chemical weapons against its people again. Defense Secretary Mattis oversees with this warning this morning.
They'd be ill-advised to try to use any again. We made that very clear with our strike. So I'll just leave it at that.
He says the Syrians are moving their combat aircraft around, the implication being that Syria may be concerned about possible additional U.S. airstrikes following the cruise missile attack earlier this month, payback for Syria's use of sarin gas. Arkansas executed a condemned man last night just 4 minutes before legal permission for that execution would have expired. Liddell Lee killed a neighbor in 1993, beating her 36 times with a tire tool and stealing $300 from her. Our Sean Murphy witnessed his execution in Little Rock.
At 11:45, execution began. The inmate was strapped to a gurney, leather straps over his head and his arms. His arms were extended. He had an IV in each arm. So the first drug began to flow.
The father of a Tennessee teenager who's returning home after being found in California with her high school teacher says his daughter was brainwashed. The teacher's under arrest. This is AP Radio News. President Trump is blasting the 100-day standard for evaluating a new administration. Our Sagar Magani's got this.
This was the president 3 days ago in Wisconsin.
No administration has accomplished more in the first 90 days.
This morning, he tweets the 100-day benchmark is a ridiculous standard, and no matter how much he gets done, quote, the media will kill. Since taking office, the president got Neil Gorsuch onto the Supreme Court and is going after tougher immigration regulations, but he also suffered high-profile losses with his travel ban and health care bill. The Trump administration hits 100 days a week from tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In India, at least 20 people have been killed and several others seriously injured after a truck driver lost control and plowed into a group of protesting farmers. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.